Unique marriage proposals are the stuff of modern fairy tales, with men driven like sheep to come up with cute, outlandish, or public ways of securing a hand in marriage. But broad acts of romance are typically not a man's strong suit, and any man attempting anything outside the simple ordinary should have it heavily vetted by people in the know. This was a fact that professional football player Roy Williams found out earlier this year. Williams was a terrific Texas Longhorn, a mediocre Dallas Cowboy, and an entirely below-average proposer. Shortly before Valentine's Day, he overnighted to his girlfriend, former Miss Texas USA, Brooke Daniels, a parcel that contained several things. A $5,000 check to help her out with some bills, a bit of sports memorabilia for her brother, and a $76,000 wedding ring, complete with a recorded marriage proposal. He thought this was going to be a cute surprise for Valentine's Day. And it would have been a cute surprise if he was, for instance, a soldier on patrol in Afghanistan or an astronaut on the International Space Station, instead of a professional football player sitting at home in another part of Texas. Ms. Daniels was predictably unimpressed and demurred. But like any classy former Miss Texas USA, while she found the proposal wanting, she liked that $76,000 ring just fine. When Williams asked for it back, she had first refused and then 6 weeks later said she'd lost it. How someone loses a ring the size of Oklahoma is unclear, but of course she had not really lost it at all. This fact was discovered by Williams' insurer, State Farm, as soon as they started looking for it. They sent Williams a letter that read, quote, "Our investigation has revealed the alleged mysterious disappearance or theft of the engagement ring did not occur," unquote. In late June, the professional pass catcher filed suit against the professional beautiful person. Since American law has been around long enough to touch on nearly every sort of legal dispute humans are bound to get into, you won't be surprised to hear it has developed a robust jurisprudence on the issue of broken engagement. In Texas, if the recipient of the ring either breaks the engagement or, as here, refuses it altogether, the ring goes back to the donor. That's true, too, in Illinois. The definitive case in this state on the issue is that of Cecil Harris and Rebecca Davis. Sometime after Mr. Harris gave Ms. Davis an engagement ring, he saw her in a local tavern with some of her girlfriends. It was there that she informed him that she no longer wished to get married, news that he took poorly. She later, quote, "threw the ring into a field next to a drainage ditch near her mother's house," unquote, and told him if he wanted it back, that's where he could find it. With the aid of two metal detectors, he attempted unsuccessfully to do just that. An Illinois court later ordered Davis to produce the ring or the cost of replacement. In Illinois, like Texas, the engagement ring is a conditional gift upon subsequent marriage. If that event does not occur, either because the ring recipient or both parties together agree, the ring or its value goes back to the giver. I found the story particularly fascinating since I got engaged this time last year. In the proposal sweepstakes, mine is not going to win any awards for originality. I tied the ring box to the collar of my girlfriend's dog and had him go jump on her lap. Now that might be too cute by half, but at least the only thing that came between my girlfriend and her ring was a floppy-eared corgi mix, and not the FedEx man. I'm Travis McDade.